Hayworth led a roundtable discussion at Scenic Hudson headquarters in downtown Poughkeepsie. With Maurice Hinchey retiring from Congress this year, many of the Hudson Valley's environmental groups are looking to Hayworth to become an even more active champion of New York's vast resources. They urged her to work across party lines to support ecological issues. Among the topics, clean air and water, agriculture, infrastructure, hydrofracking, and tourism. The activists presented the Congresswoman with their ideas and initiatives. Hayworth told the panel she is already aware of most of their concerns. Jeff Rumpf is the executive director of Clearwater.
One Hudson, united for America's first river. This is our brand. It's why people come here. It's why tourists come. It's why business is relocated. And it's why residents, that especially residents want to commute to New York City or commute to Albany, why they live in this beautiful natural infrastructure-based landscape. We have the best water, both in terms of the Great Hudson River and in terms of drinking water and quality of water. We have fantastic landscapes and cultural landscapes. We have vibrant cities that are coming back. And we want to lead with this brand. We think it's not only the best ecological view of the world that we live in, it's now the economic view. We think we have the best ideas uniting with tourism, uniting with local agriculture, uniting with the art community, and uniting with the new emerging green business sectors to really drive the eco in the economy.
Scenic Hudson President Ned Sullivan emphasized that the groups have one particular issue high on their list of priorities, getting Congresswoman Hayworth to work with them to convince the U.S. EPA to take a hard look at the PCB cleanup in the Hudson River.
We're disappointed to learn last week that the Environmental Protection Agency is providing less than 3 weeks for a 5-year review of the cleanup that is mandated by federal law. This is a review that we think should take at least 6 months.
Hayworth understands it's a long-term issue.
And one that requires concentration on the part of everyone who can bring something to bear.
The activists believe Hayworth will return to Washington with renewed resolve to protect New York's environmental resources.
We're going to take the information that I've received today about the average length of an EPA review for big projects such as this Hudson River dredging, and we're going to start asking questions of the New York EPA office to see how we can facilitate an optimal process. 3 weeks may be too short a period of time.
Hayworth says she'll start asking those questions today. In Poughkeepsie, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.